This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. We are in Juz 27. Allah said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ ما أريد منهم من رزق وما أريد أن يطعمون إن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين. In Surah Dhariyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and remind the people, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for verily the reminder is beneficial for the believers. And I, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is using his personal name, I have not created the jinn and humans except that they should worship me alone. I do not seek any provision from them, either for themselves or my creatures or myself, nor do I ask that they should feed me, that is, feed themselves or my creatures. Verily, Allah is the all provider, the owner of power, and the strongest, the most strong. It is very important for us to reflect on these ayat of the Quran al-Kareem and to remind ourselves of the greatness and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Najm mentioned this universal truth where Allah said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah said, for the human being is only that which he works for, and that man can have nothing but what he does, good and bad, applies to this world, applies also in the Akhirah, insha'Allah. And then we have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qabr, وَلَقَدْ يَسَّرْنَا الْقُرْآنَ لِلذِّكْرِ فَهَلْ مِن مُدَّكِرِ. And indeed, we have made the Quran easy to understand and remember. Then is there any that will remember or need admonition? This does not only really apply to Hibs of Quran, but to take the lessons from the Quran. The issue is, Allah said, I made it easy. Still, do we learn or do we play games with the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then we have Surah Ar-Rahman, in which this famous ayah, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Then which of the blessings of your Rabb will you, both the jinn and the human beings, deny? This is something which is repeated so many times. And as I said, when Allah is asking a question, we have to answer. Let us be ask Allah to make us among the shakirin, wa dhakirin, those who remember Allah and those who are always grateful to Him. Then we have Surah Al-Waqi'ah, in which the famous ayat, فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْهُلْقُومُ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَ إِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ فَلَوْلَا إِن كُنْتُمْ غَيْرَ مَدِينِينَ تَرْجِعُونَهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah said, then why do you not intervene when the soul of a dying person reaches the throat? And you at that moment are there, you are looking on, but we, in a way that suits His glory and majesty, and the malaika who take the soul, Allah said, we are nearer to Him than you, but you do not see. Then why do you not, if you are exempt from reckoning, you think nothing will happen to you and recompense, bring back the soul to the body, if you are truthful? So Allah is saying that if you just make these claims, you think that nothing will happen to you, how do you know this? And if you are so powerful, bring life back to the soul, if you are truthful. And the many other beautiful ayat in Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Then we have all the reminders. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to remember. As I said, I'm trying to hurry through this. May Allah have mercy on me and enable us to study the Quran. The idea is to get these, through these gems, to kindle an interest to go deeply into the Quran. I mean, Surah Ar-Rahman, for example, I mentioned only one ayah. I mean, the whole surah, it is a surah, it begins with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran. He is Ar-Rahman, He is the most beneficent, the most merciful, and He is the one who taught us the Quran. And what more can we ask? This is the beauty of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The issue is, do we want to learn? Do we want to learn? Now, this is the whole problem is if you are not, if we don't want to learn, then, you know, you cannot blame Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His dhikr, to His love and to His glory and to His majesty. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ